Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, eight-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Jake, how was your non-fall wedding experience?
It was fantastic. Got it just in before college football season started. My baby sister got married to a wonderful man, so it's incredible. Dr. Chatters was the DJ, so it was a lot of fun.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Got it in just under the wire, right before football season started, man. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the Adam Carriker Show. What you're going to hear, Husker sports, college football, sports in general, what you're going to get, unique insight, unbridled honesty, and producer Jake and I are going to have a whole lot of fun in the process. A lot to talk about today. Butler, Holgorsen, they're both going to be giving press conferences here, about 30 minutes or so. Should probably be reacting to that, getting the info and some of the quotes from their press conferences in hour two of the Adam Carriker Show. In the meantime, volleyball absolutely dominates. Like, seriously, should we just end the season and give them the national championship? But while we're at it, should we just give them gold medals for the future Olympics? I mean, goodness, Jake, what is your reaction to watching volleyball so far?
Well, it's been incredible, obviously. Great event for Lincoln. And couldn't have gone any better. I suppose they did drop one set. Maybe it could have gone a little bit better.
Jeez.
But outside of that, two top six victories to start the season for the number one team. Obviously, in the DBK era, just an incredible weekend. Good work from everybody.
I love how you put it at the one set they lost. I mean, you play the number three team in the country. You beat them 3-1. The number six team in the country. They really didn't even sniff beating Nebraska in a set. I mean, they weren't just outright blowouts, but Nebraska was clearly had the edge each and every set they had. So in the seven sets you play, you win six. Bad News Bach points out the one. Way to go, Bad News Bach.
Well, you said it couldn't have gotten any better. A little bit better.
All right. You could always be better, right? Could always be better. Could always be worse. Depends on how you want to look at it. I saw this. All right. Let's see here. There were 74 Nebraska natives on volleyball rosters this season, including 22 in the class of 2025. What is there? Is there 2 million people in the state of Nebraska? Is it still a 1 point something? Or have we reached the 2 yet? That's crazy is what I'm saying. What I'm saying is whether it's 2 million, 1.8, 2.2, I definitely don't think we're in the threes.
Just over two, yeah.
Just over two?
Yep.
That's incredibly impressive right there. Volleyball, obviously, catches fire. We had two pro volleyball teams here. Now they're kind of doing the whole merging, coming together thing. We'll see how all that unfolds exactly. I pointed it out at the time when you got the Supernovas, you got Love Volleyball. I could only think of three other cities in America that had multiple sports teams, professional sports teams in the same sport. And that was literally the three biggest cities in America, New York, LA, and Chicago. And then you had Omaha, Nebraska in there. Now they're going to merge. Volleyball is a big deal. Volleyball looks great. Danny Busboom Kelly, after the match versus Stanford, kind of said, this isn't an anomaly. This is who we are. That's not kind of what she said. That is what she said. This is who we are. It's funny. Because I like watching, I like to listen to what coaches say beyond what they say. Like, I feel like I've sat in thousands of hours of meetings, and sometimes it gives you a little bit of insight as of what a coach may or may not be actually saying at a podium or a press conference. I also like to watch body language. Body language, to me, is like 90% of communication. If you just watch her, this is my take. You just watch her sitting there, it's almost like she's beaming. It's almost like, man, I don't... Clearly, she's a very good coach. Let me be very, very clear. She's just watching her. She's kind of like, if I have to step in, I will. I don't have to do a lot right now, though. Like, we're just rolling at this moment in time. And so if you just watch her, it's almost like she's beaming and like, wow. And if you watched her press conferences leading up to this, I always got the feeling like she led Louisville to what? 3 Final Fours, 2 national championship matches. She knows what she played on a national championship team, played in 2 national championship matches. Like, she knows what it looks like. I always just kind of got the feeling like she's like, this is my takeaway. Not putting words in her mouth. My takeaway is just watching her. Body language, little things she says. Like, she feels like this may be the best team she's been around. That's the impression I get. What say you?
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. I mean, you got to think about what, you know, how she inherited. And that's what I was kind of trying to think of with the, you know, the number one rankings, primarily the roster that she got, you know, along with her. You know, I think maybe if they made a different hire, you know, depending on experience and all that, they'd probably be in about the same position. So you don't want to say, you know, autopilot or anything like that. But to your point, she had to kind of grind it out and build up Louisville. And now, you know, you come home to Nebraska and it's just well prepared, I suppose, and that's going to be happening when you're taking over for John Cook. So it's fun, and we'll see. I mean, no doubt, as exciting as this start was, you know, there will be challenging times and times where she might need her coaching a little bit more as the season goes on, certainly throughout her career.
To be clear, she's the coach. She needs to step in at a certain point in the match. She knows what to do. Not saying she can't do that or whatever the case may be. I want to be clear about that. All right, I'm just going to throw this out there. I'm drinking the football Kool-Aid. So I'm just going to throw this out there with volleyball. Are they going to go undefeated, Jake? I mean, I'm just dousing the Kool-Aid everywhere right now. It's Monday morning. I don't have a case of the Mondays. I'm feeling good. What do you think, Jake?
I would always hope for that, but I will go back to a quote that John Cook says, because he knows a little bit more about that situation than I do. And I think he has said, and I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I think he said that he doesn't believe anybody's going to go undefeated in the Big Ten these days. I mean, that's just a tall ask.
It's a fair point. I've been a part of undefeated teams at various levels in the past. And even when I was coaching, even with kids, like, you never coach to lose, all right? You know, it's different depending on the age level you're coaching, but there was a particular team I recently coached, and I'm like, we need to lose. That's so weird to say, but we need to lose, because it helps you remember you're not the greatest thing since sliced bread. You still need to get better. Anything can happen on any given day. It's just that reminder. I've heard it said a lot of times in college football that a coach would rather lose a game than go undefeated. It relieves the pressure of the undefeated season. And it's just that reminder, hey, you're not all that you think you are. You better keep working hard. Is there anything off the text line yet, Jake?
Not yet, but, you know, I kind of think back to that Patriots team. Like, at some point, it's going to happen. You'd rather maybe it happen before the playoffs, right? Before you get into the single game elimination.
So they played the Giants that year, 07. They played the Giants that year, the last game of the regular season. I mean, it was a dog fight up in the Meadowlands. Patriots won. As we all know, month and a half later, rematch Super Bowl, Giants win. The Tyree catch, Eli Manning, all that good stuff. Are you saying had they lost in the Meadowlands, they win the Super Bowl?
Perhaps. Or David Tyree doesn't make that magical catch.
I could actually get on board with that. Not that the Patriots didn't show up prepared. It's funny, because if you talk to people from that team, they will tell you the more they won, the meaner Bill Belichick got. And the longer the season went, the harder the practices got. A good coach, the more you win, the harder they are on you. The more you lose, the more they will lift you up to a degree. If you're losing too much and you're just doing awful, and to a degree. Yeah. Like, at a certain point, there's you know, get your butt in line. But if you're a good team and you have a little bit of a rough patch, or you're like a hitter in the majors and you're in a slump, that's where they're going to lift you up a little bit more. If you're a guy who just never hits, they're just going to cut you. They're only going to lift you up so much. I could get on board with that. I think if they lose to the Giants, they win the Super Bowl. All these years later, we now know what happened.
Do you still consider it as one of the greatest teams of all time?
Oh, well, absolutely, yes. I just immediately was like 72 Dolphins, 85 Bears, 07 Patriots, you know, a lot of last year's Eagles got to be in that conversation. There's other teams as well. If you put them in like the 12-team college football playoff format, okay, I would absolutely have them making the Final Four. And yes, the size of linemen were different in 72. If you could make all things relative, if you just could, in a video game, so to speak, I would have them as one of the Final Four teams. Just out of, I can't think of the word, it's escaping me. Not priorities. When you stand up for something just because, I can't think of the word.
I can't help you either.
I'm blanking out. Just for the fact that I won't make them number one, I actually think they might win. But just because they didn't win the Super Bowl, I'm on purpose not going to put them in the championship or winning the Super Bowl. Like, to me, you got to win the Super Bowl if you want to be like the all-time greatest team. But I think if you could play it all out, they'd be one of the top four greatest teams of all time. All right. Hour one of the Adam Carriker Show is sponsored and brought to you by our good friends at Hamilton Telecommunications, bringing you the latest in quality technology and communication services since 1901. Learn more about their residential and business services at HamiltonTel.com. Again, that's Hamilton, T-E-L.com. Principle. Out of principle.
There we go.
Thanks for helping me, Jake.
Yeah, yeah.
Just out of pure principle, I'm not going to have them in the all-time championship game or winning it, but I have them in the Final Four. Who else would you have?
Well, because I think that's fair, too, because you think about it, there's one loss. There's only one undefeated team, like you said, so they're right up there for second all-time. But yeah, I mean, I think he kind of named off some of the good ones. And you know, obviously that was Tom Brady and Randy Moss at their peak, basically. So tough to argue.
I'd have to do a deeper dive. The five that pop into my head, 85 Bears, 72 Dolphins, 07 Patriots, last year's Eagles, and 91 Redskins. People don't talk about the 91 Redskins team.
DP will.
Well, he's highly intelligent, but
yeah,
take last year's Eagles out of it. And there's a reason for it. Up until last year, the 91 Redskins won their playoff games by the most average margin of victory by any NFL team in history. The reason you have to take last year out is the Eagles finally supplanted that, mostly because of what they did in the Super Bowl. The first round game versus the Rams, which was in the snow and they almost lost, almost brought them back down. So the 91 Redskins aren't talked about enough. For me, I think my Final Four would be the Bears, 85, 72 Dolphins, 07 Patriots. And there's going to be teams in here I'm not thinking of, and people can shout at me on the text line if they want. And then it would either be the 91 Redskins or last year's Eagles. And I know people are definitely going to disagree with that.
Yeah, Andrew says 2011 Packers, the 2010 they won.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Or in that era. Or
is that Rodgers? That's Rodgers.
Yeah, yeah.
Weren't they a wild card team?
I think they might have been.
I think they were a wild card team.
Brandon Jackson was their starting running back to begin that.
I remember that. Run. You know what? We beat them that year in D.C. We actually knocked Rodgers out of the game and beat them. Jarvis Jenkins knocked him out. Like when I say knock, hit him hard, he went out of the game.
Right.
Like not like it threw a punch. Right hook, uppercut, jab cross.
Shiloh Sanders.
So if you're going to lose, no. You can't be a wild card team. You can't have like four, five, six. No. They had a great run.
Other teams, I wish, obviously, I wish this came off the top of my head, but I looked it up. I used our friend. 1978 Steelers, of course, from the Steelers dynasty.
Was a record.
I'd have to look it up specifically.
I clearly don't know that much about them. Because I don't even know. Like everyone else, I'm like, oh, they're a wild card team. They're this, they're that. I don't know. See, that's why I'd have to do a deeper dive in the NFL.
Because they also got the 84 Niners, of course, Montana and Rice. Ooh,
yes, yes.
92 Cowboys, Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin.
Why not 93?
Yeah, could be.
Have you watched the Cowboys documentary on Netflix, by the way?
Not yet.
I'm in the middle of episode 3. It's right after Aikman got hurt. The backup came in, started the rest of the season, led them to a playoff win. They got destroyed by Detroit. Aikman was pretty mad, so then they moved on from him. And now Aikman's back and starting. I'm to the NFC title game versus the Niners. Mm. So that's where, and I had to pause it at that point. The 92 Cowboys. I think the thing that subconsciously hurts them with me is I know how young they were. Mm. They were actually probably better on the field in 92. But they won the Super Bowl in 93, to be clear. Should have been better in 93.
I'll say one other team that I could think of maybe, 98 Broncos. Terrell Davis was going off.
They were underdogs going into the Super Bowl versus the Packers. Mm. Great win. Great game. That would be my caveat with that year's Broncos. A little bit more that goes into it. I think the next year when they dominated the Falcons, they should have played the Vikings. Remember the Vikings?
Oh, it's
like a real easy field goal in the NFC title game.
The only field goal Morton Anderson missed all year, I think.
And yeah, that was. And they were, what, 15-1, NFC champs, number one seed. That would have been a Super Bowl. That Vikings team versus the Broncos. And remember the whole Dirty Bird? They were doing the Dirty Bird. They didn't Dirty Bird at all. They got Dirty Birded on in the Super Bowl by the Broncos.
The Dirty Bird was such a fun short period of time.
It was fun. It was a great playoff run. Ruined what should have been a great Super Bowl, though. So I would go with the next year's Broncos, possibly, in that discussion, in my opinion. All right. That wasn't on the docket at all today, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Random sidebar. That's okay. You're ready to do, because you tried to get out of this. I mean, you had your sister schedule a wedding and everything to try to get out of this.
That's right.
But then Nebraska football, 30 minutes before the show, decided to release their depth chart. Seemed to take priority on Friday. Seemed to be a big deal.
Fair enough.
So now you're being forced to join me in giving our college football playoff predictions at this point. To be clear, I'm aware that week 0 happened. I didn't have Kansas State winning the Big 12 anyways. Just FYI, I don't have Iowa State winning either. So this didn't change anything for me. My Big 12 champion, I've had it predicted. Who do you think it is? Who have I talked about from the Big 12 the most?
Texas Tech.
Yeah, Texas Tech. That has not changed. Are you ready? Should we do this? Should we dive into this?
Yeah, if you're ready, you start, because I'm going to still put piece of mind together.
Because you were trying to avoid this and you didn't get out of it. Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to start with conference champs, Big 12 champs. As you know, Texas Tech. So in the championship game, I don't have them play in Iowa State or Kansas State. So I'm in the clear with what happened at Farmageddon. By the way, what an ugly game from Kansas State. Matt Campbell has done one heck of a job at Iowa State. You could argue that or Indiana, because Indiana has the most amount of losses of any college football team in history in the FBS, was the most difficult Power Four job in the country. I had seen something right before Matt Campbell took over where it was rated the worst Power Four job in the country by quite a bit. He's done a great job there.
Yeah. Kudos. That was an ugly game for both of them, though.
Oh, God.
Iowa State just came out on top. I wonder what they didn't even they didn't have enough paint there in Ireland to paint the field.
Oh, good Lord. Why are we in Ireland every year? I don't understand. It's a cool concept. Do you like it?
I mean, I don't mind it. It's starting to become a little bit of a tradition. I just don't like, they had like the feature there right in the first quarter, like went out and asked people of Dublin about football and none of them knew or cared.
Exactly.
So it's kind of like, I don't. Well, that didn't help.
Exactly. Like, what are we doing? You know why Matt Campbell won? Oh, should I say it?
Why?
He did an onside kick. I'm sorry. That I'm helped. Sorry. That was uncalled for. My apologies. All right. Who do I have Texas Tech playing in the Big 12 championship game? Man. If Arizona State had Cam Scataboo, they'd be my Big 12 champs. So I'm going to go with Arizona State. They have all their entire coaching staff is back. Their quarterback is back. They have their wide receivers are back. They won that Big 12 championship game dominating Iowa State without their top wide receiver. So to me, even though their best player is now gone, they have so much else coming back. And to be clear, there's like nine teams in the Big 12 that can win it. It is the most balanced conference in America. Balanced. When you just think of pure balance, it is the most balanced. I mean, Kansas State could still win it. Honestly, they could. Kansas, if their quarterback stays healthy, watch out. Like, seriously, watch out. If their quarterback stays healthy, that's all that's hurt them the past couple of years. Utah is going to be back. I almost had Utah. It came down to Arizona State and Utah for me as who Tech was going to play in the championship game. Let's move on. People aren't that interested in Utah and Tech and Lincoln, Nebraska. I picked Texas Tech. I've always said the most exciting, most fun football is played in the Big 12. The best football is played in the Big 10 and SEC because of the talent disparity. Texas Tech looks like they belong in the Big 10 or SEC. After what they've done, the transfer portal, after the $82.5 billion they've spent on transfer portal players in the NIL, I rounded down. They have starters that were on their defensive line last year that are now backups. So they've got like a straight up eight deep on the D-line. Now, does it all come together? Do they actually win? Does it actually all come to fruition? I don't know. That's why preseason predictions are what they are. A little bit of a crapshoot, but they're also fun. I'm going with Tech because they're the most talented team now. We'll see if it all comes together. ACC. I'm going to be honest with you. This one was real easy. Clemson versus Miami. Now, Florida State could come back from the dead like Lazarus and win the whole thing, go undefeated, and actually get in the playoff this time. Or they could be 6-6. I don't know. I don't know what to make of them. They're so wildly unpredictable. I've got Clemson versus Miami. A ridiculously insane dark horse to keep your eye on is North Carolina. I know. Bill Belichick. What are you doing, Adam? Hopping on the train. I don't even know if he's going to be a good college coach. Everyone's talking about Nebraska's got the easiest strength of schedule out of all the teams in the Big Ten. You want to hear about North Carolina's? They play one team preseason ranked in the top 30 in the country. One. And when it comes to their conference schedule, they play five of the bottom five teams in the ACC preseason, like ranked teams. They play the five worst teams in the ACC. They only play one team in the top 30. This is a team that can make the playoff based on just it's an FCS schedule. Like, Bill Belichick rolled into Chapel Hill and set up in a bakery because all they do is play cupcakes. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you. If they get in the playoff, I don't care who they're playing, take the other team. Because it will be a situation where they got in because of their schedule. I don't care if they're playing Tulane. Man, did UNLV not look great? What if UNLV gets in? Almost lost to, what was it, Indiana State?
Yeah, it was not great.
Ashton Gentiles Boise. Take the other team. I don't care who it is. No, I don't think they're going to get in. I'm just saying. With a schedule like that, you never know what's going to happen. All right. SEC. I have Gagne U versus Alabama. Shocker, right? I had pumped up LSU quite a bit this offseason. I'm going to tell you right now, I have him in the CFP. Brian Kelly's a good football coach. But something about the way he doesn't seem to fit at LSU. There's a discombobulation there that I don't trust. So I have Texas versus Bama. I have Georgia in the CFP, I'll tell you as well. The most talented team, top to bottom roster-wise, is Alabama. But when you look at Texas, they have one of the top 10 linebacker units in the country, one of the top 10 secondary units in the country. You look at the offensive side of the ball, they got all sorts of weapons. The questions for them is on the offensive line. Not that there's holes, just questions. These guys just haven't played. Kind of like Nebraska's D-line, just haven't played. All right. So I've got Texas versus Bama. Oh, I didn't tell my winner. I'm taking Clemson, who, by the way, I have them making a run in the CFP. I have them making a run, and I think this is their last year to do so. They've not done a ton of the transfer portal. They've done some, not nothing. They had done nothing for a while. But they're recruiting. They've been outside the top 25, top 30. And this is kind of their last year once Cade Klubnik is gone. I think they're going to make a deep run. Texas versus Bama. I'm going to go with Texas. Gagne U winning the SEC. So you got Clemson, Texas Tech, Texas. You go to the Big Ten. I wrote Penn State immediately. Now, will they beat Oregon? Will they beat Ohio State? Will they beat these teams? I don't know. That's a question mark. I think at some point, James Franklin breaks through, and I think this is the year. You have the top two running backs in the Big Ten. Like, you look at all the preseason running back rankings, they're 1 and 2. Nick Singleton, Catron Allen. Then you've got Drew Aller, preseason number one quarterback in the Big Ten. They're going to play good defense. Stole Ohio State's defensive coordinator. Ohio State won't even speak his name anymore. Just helped him win a natty. Can't say his name. Didn't invite him to the championship celebration either. They're going to play great defense. My only question, there's two questions. How good are the wide receivers? Because that was a gigantic issue last year. When they lost to Notre Dame in the Orange Bowl in the Final Four, I just said that for college football. That was weird. In the semifinal matchup, their two leading receivers were Tyler Warren, their tight end, and a running back. That was also the case when they beat USC in overtime about 2 months earlier. That was the case in far too many games. Their wide receiver room, and they brought in some guys. Okay, we'll see what happens. And can they win that game? That big game versus Ohio State? Can they win that game versus Oregon? I'm going to go with Oregon playing Penn State. I'm going to have Penn State winning. I don't have anybody undefeated in championship weekend. Ohio State, defending national champs. Maybe the best offensive player in America, Jeremiah Smith. Maybe the best defensive player in America, Caleb Downs. So much coming back. You look at their quarterback, Julian Sain. Wasn't he the number one quarterback in the country when he came out? Dylan's age. Number one quarterback in the country. Adam, what are you doing? Lost their offensive coordinator, lost their defensive coordinator. Lots of questions elsewhere. All they do is reload, and I understand that. I just think if Penn State's ever going to overtake Ohio State just for one season, this is it, or it's never going to happen. So I'm going with Penn State. And I think Oregon. I think Oregon learned from that Rose Bowl. And I think they're going to be better for it. As much as that sucked for them, they're going to be better for it. And I think that's why they get there. So my four champs, Tech, Clemson, Texas, Penn State. So we got to go to break, don't we?
Yeah.
I don't want to. I love this stuff. All right, when we come back, you'll give your four champs. We'll go a little bit quicker as far as our college football playoff predictions. And is Nebraska a CFP team? Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.